We're here with Coach Kenny Lehman over at Hardin Central. He's the girls' coach. They beat Tina Avalon tonight at their place, 53-34. Coach, why don't you run us through the game tonight and, you know, what happened that led to you guys getting a good visiting win?
Well, it's our only game of the week. We got had to cancel Tuesday night due to the weather forecast, and so we really didn't know going into the night how we were going to play. I had two girls that were out with the flu, but one starter and one girl that came off the bench and played significant minutes. And, you know, it was the girls came out ready to play. We played hard. First quarter was 12-8 ball game. We put up 14 in the second quarter. They put up 7. We went in half 26-15. It was really – you know, we stayed there about 10 or 12 points ahead of them through the third quarter, and then in the fourth we kind of opened it up, and kind of a lot of it was due to our point guard Bella Anderson, senior. She had a great game tonight. She had probably a career high of 24 points for us tonight. She was followed by Carly Thacker, who had 12 points. Brooke Gordon, our other senior, had 9 points. So, you know, the girls did a good job. They rebounded well. They played defensively. We did a pretty good job of kind of taking away what they wanted to do. They were led by Katie Runkles, a freshman who had 16. She's a pretty good load in there. I mean, pretty good. She's going to be a good ball player, and she already is a good ball player as a freshman. And like I said, the score, it kind of got spread out a little in the fourth. They kind of tried to do some things to pressure the ball. We tried to hold the ball a little bit. It gave us some open lanes to the basket, and we kind of capitalized on it.
Yeah, so what are some things that you would like to build on, you know, off this good victory going forward into the latter half of the season and into district's play?
Well, we got our conference tournament next week. We play, we're the CLAA. We've got the second. We're tonight gave us a 7-1 record in the conference, and we're the second seed going into the tournament next week. And, you know, we're kind of getting down to the last 2-3 weeks of the season, and you know, we've talked about it all year. We need to just focus a little more on being a little more consistent on the offensive end. Defensive-wise, we've been pretty solid all year. We've held teams down. Even we've held some good teams down. We just sometimes we struggle offensively putting the points on the board, and we've got to get a little more consistent there and find a few more scores when they start concentrating too much on one or two girls. And, you know, the seniors, they're really stepping up right now, playing hard, working hard in practice, and you know, they're getting there. They're doing what they need to do, and you know, they're great leaders. They every day in practice, you know, they're just pushing each other and pushing the rest of the team to get better. So hopefully we're going to get there.
Yeah, and what games do you have coming up in the next week?
Well, we've got the CLA tournament at Tina next week. We start off with Breckenridge on Tuesday, and then it kind of goes from there where we're at. Then once we get through next week, we've got Kingsville and Santa Fe, which Santa Fe is going to be they're in our district this year, and it's a district opponent. So, I mean, that's going to be a good game for us. And, you know, and then we get into that final week of districts. So things are wrapping up pretty quick here.
Yeah, things are definitely getting into the latter stretch of the season. Coach, good luck at the CLA tournament next week. Once again, this was Coach Kenny Lehman, the girls' coach over at Hardin Central, who got a nice victory at Tina Avalon tonight, 53-34. Coach, thanks for calling in.
Thanks a lot.